This is legislation that actually came to mind because of an issue an Indiana County resident brought to our attention. A disabled veteran who had a large amount of expenses related to their in-home care came to us to express concern that those dollars were being counted as income, even though it was really a pass-through for necessary services for their daily living. And so we've done the research on this issue, and we felt it was important to move to exempt any income streams that go directly to the care of a 100% disabled veteran. I felt that was very important. Obviously, our veterans have given so much to our country. The least we could do is make sure that they receive the benefits that I think they're properly entitled to and should not be subject to what I would call a loophole in the regulations that count services benefits as income, which truly, in my opinion, is not the case. This legislation is also going to make what I believe is an important change in the definition of service as it relates to a veteran who is 100% disabled. Currently, the disability must occur as a result of wartime service. My legislation would make it clear that regardless of the time of service, if the disability was incurred while he or she was in the military and the disability was a direct result of their service, that they would become eligible. So whether the individual served in wartime or peacetime, they would receive the benefit given the fact that the disability occurred while they were serving our nation. So I'm looking forward to this legislation advancing. I think it's the right thing to do, and hopefully my colleagues will feel the same way.